It's a joy for us to come over here and just spend some time with you. And thank you, Pastor, for this opportunity. And I would like to thank you all for praying for us regularly. As Pastor told me, today is like Diwali time, and that's why less people will be over here. And that reminded me of our field when we were working in Rajasthan and now in Dharamshala. Sometimes we had a good number of people, big group of people, and sometimes only a few of us. Dharamshala, we meet at least 5 of us, and sometimes only 3 of us. And when nobody is there, that time we just attend the church in McLeodkanj, come down and spend time in prayer. But we continue the service that God has given us, the place where He has asked us to continue to serve Him. Different kinds of situations come in our life, and in that situation, as we serve the Lord, wherever we are, we need to continue. These 4 Sundays are mission Sundays, and particularly today is the mission field. And 2 questions that Pastor has given me is like, who we are called to reach, and where is the mission field? So mainly on these questions we will be looking this morning. And just few days back, we had our old contact from Spiti. Those are the nuns which I have shared about you. And they have come very close to Dharamshala. There is one Tibetan school, college, where they come and learn Tibetan language and Buddhism and Tantrism, English. So these nuns have come over here, and they called us. They come on Saturdays, spend some time with us, and we have a little opportunity to continue to share with them. And as Vicky was talking to Lamo, we had one small booklet. It's about prodigal son in Tibetan, that was on the table. And Lamo looked at it, and then she said, "Oh, we did this skit in our place." So I asked him, "How do you know?" Then she said, "Oh, you taught us 2 years back in Manali." "Then what did you do?" "Okay, one nun become elder brother, one nun become youngest son, one nun become father, and we did this skit over there in our place." So we were really rejoicing the songs that has been taught, the message that has been shared, and whatever that we have given to them, they are trying to tell other people, their own people, and they are the Buddhist nuns. We do not know how God is working, but God is spreading His message to the people whom He has created. So that gives encouragement to us. As you know, the Tibetan work and Tibetan ministry is a ministry where we have not seen till now in our life. It's totally different than other ministries, where you may find somebody or you may not find, where they promise to come and they may not come. And when they come and listen and they say yes, 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 and you do not know exactly they are really saying yes or they are just saying to please us. But those are the situations. But God is faithful, who helps us, who encourages us to continue to share the word, the message, clearly with them. And we know one day the Lord will work in their life. And as we continue in this mission, let's come to today's topic, the mission field. What do you think about mission field? Where is the mission field? Who we are called to reach? Is it South Africa, or is it Africa, or is it Tibet, or is it Bhutan or somewhere else or some tribal area in India where nobody has gone? Where is the mission field and who are the people that we are supposed to reach? As we go into this topic, I would like to you to read three passages from the scripture. And the first passage is my favorite passage, Revelation chapter 7, verses 9 and 10. Somebody can read please loudly so all can hear. Revelation chapter 7, verses 9 and 10. Revelation chapter 7, verses 9 and 10.
After this, I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb."
A great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb. This is the final picture of harvest in this world that we are going to see. The people from every nation, from all tribes and peoples, languages. Next scripture is Matthew chapter 28, 18 to 20.
And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey, to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age."
Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations. This is the another scripture. All nations. The third scripture is Acts chapter 1 verse 8. Acts chapter 1 verse 8.
"But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth."
So, Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the end of the earth. So three passages we have read. What is the mission field in these passages that we have read? All nations, all languages, all people, every tribe, all world. Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the end of the earth. It begins with Jerusalem, where I am at present. And from Jerusalem, it goes to Judea. And from there, it goes to Samaria. And then end of the earth. So this is the mission field. But this morning, shortly, I just want to go together. What was Jesus' mission field? As I was thinking about mission field and who are the people, what did he do, I was thinking the best example is Jesus. To learn from the life of Jesus, to learn from the ministry of Jesus, all of us know where are the people, which is the mission field, where we should go. But it is good to remind ourselves and also good to know what was Jesus' mission field. So, John 3:16, we know all of us that for God so loved the world that he gave his only son. God so loved the world that he gave his only son. So, For Jesus' mission field was the world where he came. And in the world, again, it reminds us that every nation, all tribes, all people, all languages. So Jesus' vision was world, but practically, physically, his field was Israel, a small country, maybe one of our Indian state, one of the state, very small area where Jesus was there for 3.5 years. It says, when you see in the map about Jesus' ministry in Israel, it's from north Mount Hermon to Caesarea Philippi, Tyre, and then down to Bethlehem, beyond Jordan, and Bethany beyond Jordan. So that was the area that Jesus worked for 3.5 years. But we must remember one thing. His vision was world. He came for whole world. He came for every nation. He came for every tribe. He came for every language group people. That was his vision. But practically, when he really became a missionary and when he worked, his mission field was very small. Very small. So, what was the area that we see in Jesus' field? It was his own town and all surrounding. He started with his own town. Acts chapter 1 says, Jerusalem is the beginning. Then go on to other places. He started with his own town and all surrounding places. But it is very interesting to see what are the places where all he went. He went to wilderness and he ministered people. He went to Sea of Galilee, all surrounding Galilee, and even in the midst of Sea of Galilee, ministering his disciples. Jordan River and surrounding Jordan River area. Then he went to temple and he ministered there. Mountains. Matthew chapter 5 starts with sitting on the mountains and preaching, teaching with loud voice. The very good message, beatitude message that we see from chapter 5 to 7. His ministry was surrounding mountains. His ministry was in houses, going to house, people's house, sitting with them, eating with them, talking to them. And talking about the kingdom of God. His ministry was in tombs also, in graveyards also. His ministry place, ministry field was graveyard too. When he was going, the two men who were possessed by the Spirit, they were delivered by his power. He went to villages, he went to towns. He went to synagogue and preached about the kingdom. So that was his mission field. And as we study more and more all the four gospels, we find where all Jesus went. So when we talk about the mission field, it's not far away in Dharamshala. It's not far away in some other country. But ministry field is any place that you go. Wherever Jesus went, that was his field. He went to the rivers, he went to the Galilee, he went to Jordan, he went to graveyard, he went to mountains, he went to houses, he went to gardens, he went to villages, towns and synagogues. Everywhere, that was his mission field. That means, as you come out from your house, your mission field begins. As you come out from your house, your mission field begins. what is our mission field? Many times we have idea, mission field is only where the missionaries are working. Mission field is only the needy people somewhere else. But we will see also who were the people whom Jesus ministered in his field, the field area, the little country where he went around and he preached about the kingdom of God, about the salvation, about the life that he preached to them. Who were the people? And we must know that. Who were the people of his mission field? They were sick people, afflicted with various diseases and pain, oppressed by demons, epileptics, paralytics, leper, blind, beggar, 12 years of bleeding women, mute, centurion, tax collector, fisherman, Canaanite woman, outsider, Pharisees and Sadducees, rich young men, sinners, all kinds of people, sheep without shepherd, lost people, chief priests and elders, Samaritan women, widows, rejected, adulteress. Have you ever seen people like this in your city? When you go out of this, your place, have you seen people like this? Who are rich, who are centurion, who are tax collector, maybe no fishermen, but the people, those who are selling fish over here, Pharisees and Sadducees, blind, sick, downtrodden, oppressed, depressed. Himachal is the area. When I visit the local people's houses, I often find people who are depressed in Himachal, in Dharamshala area. Among the Buddhists, as I have said earlier, it's very easy for them to go and suicide in the rivers or hang themselves on the tree or in the houses. Very easy. Nobody is bothered about it. Oppressed and pressed by the evil spirit, disturbing their life, and they can just shorten their life in a few minutes. Jesus is the people, those whom he served in his mission field. The list goes beyond this. If you go through four Gospels, you will get the greater and bigger list of the people. The question is, do you have this kind of people over here in Delhi? Jesus did not go out of Israel, but his vision was beyond Jerusalem. As a church, our vision should be greater. Our vision should be reaching out so many people. Your mission field may be small, but the vision should be greater. As I think about myself, and as we have moved to Dharamshala, and now 6 years we have completed, and when I was in Delhi, that was the time that God gave this burden for the Tibetan people, knowing that there is no work among them, knowing that there is no response among them, knowing that there are very few believers among Tibetans. Just next month we are starting training for Tibetan leadership. It's by one organization called CAF. And we are struggling now to have people to train them as leaders. We are expecting all total, all of us, the trainers and all of us, 20. But they are saying hardly we may find very few of them whom we can train. That is the condition of Tibetan and the Buddhists on the Himalayan people. We will be getting few from Nepal, few from Bhutan, and maybe few from some other places. Very few people will be trained as a leader. But when they were talking to me, what shall we do, Brother Dinesh? I said, I'm willing to teach even one person if there is, because we know the Tibetan situation. We cannot expect so many to come over here and train them. There are very few believers, and among the believers, we would like to train somebody who will be good leaders. There are few, but who cannot really lead, guide, teach, or teach the word. So they need a good teaching. Yes, the land, the response is small, but our vision is great. It's bigger, it's wider. Jesus had a vision for the world, but he remained in one small country. And today we see that Jesus' vision is fulfilling all over the world. He developed, he prepared the 12, and he said, go all over the world and make disciples. And they obeyed. And that's what we are doing. That's what we are doing over here. But the word of God says, do not remain in Jerusalem. Do not remain in Jerusalem. This is Jerusalem for Dwarka DVF. And Dwarka DVF has to go out of Jerusalem to Judea, to Samaria, and to all over the world. It starts from your neighbors. It starts from Dwarka DVF over here, from Mount Carmel School. Then it goes out. As I think of the Tibetan vision, I always say, yes, we are in Dharamshala, but I always dream about Nepal, Bhutan, whole of Himalayan range from Kashmir to Dimapur, where the Tibetans and Buddhists are found, and then nearby countries, neighboring countries where Tibetan and Buddhists are living. Yes, we may be in small place, but we can have greater vision, and that in that vision, God is giving us opportunity to teach people who are not only from Dharamshala, but who are out of Dharamshala, maybe from Nepal, maybe from Bhutan, and maybe from Tibet. Yes, we had opportunity to train and teach people who have gone back to Tibet, who are in Bhutan, who are in Nepal, and who are on Himalayan range. So, we have a vision that God has given us as a church here in Delhi. This is the mission field for Dwarka DBF. Maybe starting with Dwarka, where you can find the group of people that Jesus had. And I'm sure you will find people who are lost, people who are away from the Lord. What did he do in his mission field? Jesus, he says, he went seeking in the field. He knew his field, he knew his people of the field, and went seeking for them. There was a big response, people coming and trying to listen to God, Jesus. He went for the prayer overnight. He came back and already people were there. Disciples are saying, Master, Lord, Teacher, people are waiting for you. They want to listen. Jesus says, let's go other side. We must know our field. We must know our people. We must know the need of our people. Sometimes it is possible that we get stuck with some response and remain over there. But Jesus knew the need in his field. He knew the people. He knew the need in his field. And he said, leave them over here. They have heard the gospel. Let's go other side. And in Mark chapter 4, it's so many verses are there. Mark chapter 4, 35 onwards to chapter 5 to 20 talks about when Jesus says, let's go other side. What happens when they go to other side? They get into the boat and big storm comes, a difficult situation. Disciples were afraid. Jesus stopped the storm. They reach other side, and what do they find? They find two men who were demon possessed, and they requested him, the demons, that allow us to go into the pigs. So he allowed. Pigs went and died in the water. And what happens? The village people comes and tell Jesus, please leave this place. Don't come over here. Don't come over here. The field, he knew. He knew that he has to go to other side. But other side had bigger challenges than what big response he had already. People surrounded him. But he knew his field. When you know your field, when you know your people, you have to cross other side also. You have to come out from your family. You have to come out from your background. You have to come out from all your own community. You have to come out from where you are. Maybe you have to come out from Dwarka DBF Fellowship, just being there together. Maybe one day you have to come out and go surrounding your area to people who need you, people who need Lord Jesus Christ, people who need His help in their life. They are waiting for you. That is your field. Those are the people who are waiting. And when you go to them, life will not be easy. There will be storm. There will be people with possessed. And when you work over there, when God answers your prayer, there will be opposition. And you have to stand through that. That is the mission field. Mission field is not easy. The area is not easy. People are not easy. They are oppressed and depressed. But they need you and me. And also Jesus knew, and he went seeking. He says, I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. John chapter 10 verse 16. I have other sheep. I think it's very, very necessary, very important for us to know that there are other sheep than me, other sheep than you, whom God wants in His fold, whom God wants in His vineyard to come. And that's what the responsibility that God has given us. And Jesus says, I have come to seek the sinners. Luke 19 verse 10. That was His work, the mission field, the people, the area. And that's what the responsibility Lord Jesus has given us. He knew where He was going. Also He knew why He was crossing the other side. And also He knew the challenges that He is going to have on the other side. His purpose was very clear. His field was very clear. And people whom He was serving, it was very clear. What about us? Is it clear? Do we know who, why we are here? Do we know where is or which is our field? Or what is our field? Do we know who are our people whom we need to reach out? Jesus says, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Also He says, look, I tell you, lift up your eyes and see that the fields are white for the harvest. Dwarka DBF people, my dear brothers and sisters, lift up your eyes and see in Delhi. You will find almost whole world, whole India in Delhi. Every nation, from all tribes, peoples, languages, people from Iran, people from Afghan, people from Bhutan, People from Burma, Nepal, Tibet, China, and many other countries where you cannot go, but they are here. Also, you will find people from all states of India, in Delhi, every states of India. You don't have to go to Jharkhand, they are here. You don't have to go to Bihar, they are here. You don't have to go to Himachal and very interior part of the Himachal, they are here in Delhi. Also, there are people who are here who are oppressed, depressed, outcast, poor, rich, sick, lost. Lift up your eyes and see in Delhi. The harvest is ready to reap them, to bring them to God so that they may know the Lord. Have we realized this? Have we recognized this? And I think today, as we think about the mission field, the mission area, the people, I think Delhi has more opportunity than what I have in Dharamshala. Yes, in Dharamshala, there are people from different countries who come to hear the Dalai Lama, but you have a people from all over the world, and that is your mission field. I don't think you have an excuse saying that I cannot go to the mission field. I cannot reach out to the people. There is no excuse to share the gospel. Come out of your house, lift up your head and see people are there who are in need. Let me ask you a question. Who are you? Who are you? You are the salt of the earth. You are the light. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. You are a light. You are salt. You are a city that cannot be hidden. All can see very clearly. What do you have? You have something very exciting. What do you have? You have a great hope. You have an eternal life. You have joy. You have peace. You have light of life. You have a living water. You have a living bread. You have freedom. You have rest. You have assurance. And you have Jesus. The best thing that is on earth is with you and with me. Do you want to keep it with you or do you want to share it? Jesus says, his command is go. Go. Go all over the world and make disciples. This morning I just want to request you, think about the burden that God has given each believer on this earth, and particularly to us as DBF, Dwarka DBF. Let us see what is our mission field. Who are the people that you need to reach out? Which are the areas that you need to reach out? Sit together, plan together, decide together. Dwarka itself, a huge area where you will find the list of the people where Jesus has met them. Start with that and have a greater vision. Don't be stuck to Dwarka. As you are reaching them out, you are reaching out whole India. As you are reaching them out, you are reaching out Tibetan people in Tibet. As you are reaching them out, you are reaching out the interior part of Himalayan area. Himachal, where I have gone to interior parts of the places. You cannot go and be there as a missionary because there are 5 houses in the village. You will be obvious there. You cannot live there. But who will reach them out? They are here in Delhi. Officers studying in colleges, in schools. The Spiti people. Himachal people. Kinori people. You cannot go and reach them out. It's very difficult. Very tough. Very interior. but they are here. You have a greater vision that God has given you. You are salt. You are light. You are a city on a hill. And you have everything that Jesus has given you. Do you want to keep it? Do you want to keep it with you? And just be here, come to Dwarka, Mount Carmel School, enjoy the fellowship, go back in the home and remain in the home. All this God has given you, the joy, peace, hope, so that you can go to the people, those who are hopeless. You can go to the people, those who have no joy. You can go to the people, those who have no peace. That was the mission field for Jesus. Those were the people for Jesus. And He wants us to recognize our mission field and the people whom we need to reach out. And God is depending on Dwarka DBF. Families, individuals, God is depending upon you to revive this Delhi, to shake up Delhi, and through Delhi, reach out all over India, and through Delhi, reach out many, many, many other countries where people have not accepted the Lord, where people are in darkness. I just want to show a last few, one slide. I have but one candle of light to burn, and I would rather burn it in a land filled with darkness than in a land flooded with lights. Yon Keth. The name is difficult to read, but you can read over there. I have but one candle of life to burn. One life that Lord has given us to burn over here. Where do you want to burn your candle? Where so much light is flooded? Just do you want to light your candle over here in DBF Dwarka Fellowship? Or you will go and light somewhere else where there is darkness? That's what Jesus did it. He could have been a light in heaven forever and ever. But He came to the world where there was darkness, and He lighted. And that's why we are sitting over here. If He would have not lighted, we would have not been over here. Let's think about our life. One life that God has given us. We may live, I always say we may live 60, 80, 90, 100. Maybe 120, not above that, okay? Not more than that. Let us light this candle in the places, into the lives where there is darkness. And let us bring the light of Lord Jesus Christ into their life. Let us close our life, our eyes, and let's pray. Let us be quiet for some time. The mission field is out of your house, out of your church. And God wants you to reach them out here in Delhi. God wants you to be a blessing to all over India. God wants DBF Dwarka to be a blessing to many other neighboring countries by ministering the people over here in Delhi, so that those people can go back and reach out their own people. God wants you to light a little candle in darkness over here in Delhi. Let's make decision. Let's ask God to help us to light our candle to the needy people. Bring them in. Bring them in. Let us cross the borders. Let us cross the houses. Let us cross the streets, roads. Let us cross the other areas and go to the needy people and seek the people and see that they may see Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we want to thank You for Your love towards us. Thank You for loving us. Thank You for saving us. Thank You for giving us eternal life, hope, joy, freedom, We pray, O Lord, that help us that we may be able to go out to the people who are away from you, who are not in your house. We may be able to go to them. We may be able to know their needs. We may be able to go and seek them and share with them. Give us that hunger, that burden. Help us to light the candle of our life in this city of Delhi for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.